So that was late. We're going to share just one more Torah. Siyat to the Shmaya. Where it says in Sanhedrin Lamed Ches, B'shosh Shabikish Hakadosh Baruch Hu Levaras as Adam, when Hashem wanted to create Adam, Barak Hasachas Shemalach Yasharis, he created groups of Malach Yasharis, and he said to them, "B'tzayin Chem Naase Adam, should we make Adam?" Took advice. Itzal Meinu. So Amar Lefanav. So they said, "Rabbanu Shel Ma'asa, what does he do? What are his actions?" Hashem replied, "Kach v'kach Ma'isav. This is the actions of a Ben Adam." They responded to Hashem, "Enish kisis kirenu, but other kisis kirenu. Why do we need such a headache like this?" Then Hashem got upset at them, and in the end, they agreed and they said, "Whatever you want to do, Hashem, just do it." When it came to the Dor HaMa'bul, the Dor HaFlaga, Shema Asein Mikul Kolin. So again, they came in front of Hashem Yisbarach and they said, "Ha, La Yafe Amr Rabbi Shanim." Did they not say good, the earlier ones? So Hashem replied, "A minute." All the way, ad zikna nihu v'ad seivan yezba. The similar medrash in Bereishis Rabba, Rabbi Simon, Shabbat Kodesh Baruch Hu Levaras as Adam Arisha, when Hashem came to create Adam, Nasa Malachi Asharis, Kitim Kitim, Chaburis Chaburis, they made Chaburis with each other. Mehem Avim Yivra, Mehem Avim Yivra, some said to create Adam, some said not to create Adam. There was Homachlekes between the different midos of Hashem Yisbarach, which you could take a look at the medrash, it's a very beautiful medrash. What we see here is that the creation of Adam was not so pasha. There are various opinions among the Malachim whether Adam should be created or Adam should not be created. We find similar when Hashem came to give the Torah to Bnei Yisrael, the Gemara in Shabbos tells us that that also was not so pasha. But the Malachi Ashari said, "Tnu hoitcha l'shamayim, why should he give Torah to Ben Adam? Ma'enesh v'siz kirenu." This whole idea of Nasa Adam, creation of man, I thought Kadosh Baruch Hu thought it was a good idea, and that's what's Iker, of course. It wasn't so clear to the Malachi Asharis, this project of Nasa Adam. Perhaps with Derech Drush, we can connect this to a Gemara in Erevin. And Daf Yud Gimel, the Gemara says that for 2.5 years, the house of Beis Shammai and the house of Beis Hillel, they argued. They argued the following point. Noyach Ladan Shinivra, Yoyis Mishalay Nivra, is it better that man has been created? Or had it been better that man should not have been created? And this is a 2.5 year machlekes, until finally they came to an agreement and they said, Emes is, Noyach Lala Adam Shalay Nivra. It would have been better had man not been created. But now that he's been created, he should be mefashrish b'maisav, he should be oisek in tshuva. I mentioned recently the remez of the Chassam Sefer. I mentioned it again. But we see here whether man should be created or not be created. This inyan of noyach leila adam shenivra or shalay nivra. It connects to Shammai and to Hillel, that they also had a say in the matter. In a way, they debated that which the Malachim debated. Nasa Adam or not Nasa Adam? Is this a good idea? Is it not a good idea? So the Chassam Sefer says, Nasa is Rosh Yitivos, Nimlach im Shammai Hillel. That Hashem took Eitza with Shammai and Hillel. And he explains further and he says, Zachan Adam Shalay Befanov. Aval Ein Chavon Adam Shalay Befanov. He can't make a chov to somebody unless he knows about it. So since he was coming to make a chov to the Adam by creating him, since they concluded, they agreed. Neich Lael Adam Shalay Nivra. It's not a schus to be created. So he had to bring them there, in front of them. Nimlochim Shamevel. Now, of course, you have to understand this in Pnimi. It was not a good idea that man should be created. Whose Havamina was this? It's Hashem Yisbarach's Havamina. The Malachim didn't approach Hashem. They weren't even created. It was Hashem's project. Hashem said Nasa Adam. Is it really shaykh to say that this whole project of Nasa Adam is something which is just a waste of time, that it was just a bidyavid, Yefshar lomar kach. So of course the Omek HaDvarim is that there's a bechina called Noyach Loila Adam Shinivra. It has to be. And that's why Tosfos says there that the whole debate between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, Noyach L'Adam Shinivra, Noyach Shalai Nivra, is only in regards to a person who's not a tzaddik. But to a tzaddik, Vaday Noyach L'Adam Shinivra. Of course it's good that he's been created. And Chazal tells us when Hashem came to create the world, he was mistakel b'maseim shel tzaddikim. And he created the world. This is the Adam. When Hashem said Nasa Adam, he meant Adam. A tzaddik, a real ben Adam. Yet the Malachim debated this. Because the truth is that a Malach is considered to be chitzonius, that he's not lifnim, that a Malach even doesn't understand the madriga of a real tzaddik. Mederech Jewish, you could say as follows. Rashi tells us in the beginning of Parshas Noach that Noach was a tzaddik b'doroisav in his generation. So of course we all know that Rashi. Yesh b'rabbi seinem dorshin v'sol eshvach v'yesh dorshin v'sol ignai. What would be had Noach been in the generation of Avraham Avinu? Had he been a tzaddik or would he not be a tzaddik? So some say, of course, he would have been a bigger tzaddik had he been in Avram's generation. And some say, no, had he been in Avram's generation, lo'hoya nechshav l'klum. It's very strong words. Maybe we'll get to that in Mitzvah Shem. That means lo'hoya nechshav l'klum. He would have been mamish not. Is this Stam Noach the farmer? Not Noach the tzaddik? So you could say as follows. That of course there's a very, very big difference between Noach and Avram. Like we know from the Kuzari, that there's four classifications of Nivraim. There's a Domein, there's a Tzameach, there's a Chai, there's a Medaber. There's Raks, which are Domein. There's a Tzmachim, the plants, the vegetation. The Chayim, the animals, the Medaber, the Adam who speaks. And then there's Yisrael, says the Kuzari. And the difference between a medaber and a chai is nowhere near the difference between a medaber and a Yisrael. Not even close. That although we walk down the street and we walk amongst the goyim and we talk like them and we use our eyes like them and we use our legs like them, everything looks the same. Yet you have a behemoth who can't talk. He walks on four legs and he eats grass. The difference between a behema and a guy is nowhere near the difference between a Yisrael and a guy. The mamish has to be very clear. It's politically incorrect, but it's complete emes. Complete emes. Because the Adam is not flesh and blood. He's not basar v'dam. When we talk about a ben Yisrael, we're talking about a neshama. The difference between a neshama and then lacking the neshama, like we say by Havdalah. What do we say by Havdalah? Mavdil bin Yisrael la'amim. In the same way that we say Hamavdil bin Or l'choshech. Bin Or l'choshech bin Yisrael la'amim. That's the difference between a Yisrael and a guy. It's kemerchak mizrach mimar. It's between Or and Choshech. Of course, you need a Shabbos to kaseichel to understand that. That's why on Motzi Shabbos you say that. Because on Shabbos you understand what an Adam is. You understand what it means to be a Jew on Shabbos Kodesh. Goyech Sheshavas Chayv Misa. And Shabbos is the mevarer, the difference between a Yid and a Goy. So it becomes politically correct after Shabbos. But this has to be very clear to a Jew. He doesn't have to post it on Amsterdam, but he has to know it in his heart. It has to be very, very clear. This is kind of what it means that had Noach been in the day of Avram, why hayenechshav leklum. Because Noach, of course, represents Bnei Noach, which is all civilization, whereas Avram represents the beginning of the Jewish people. And about this Adam called Noach, which is just about all that a Malach can understand. Because a Malach doesn't have a Neshama, he can't understand it Nish Neshama. Doesn't understand what it means Elokos. To be an Adam who's Elokos, there's no Asag of that. Tzadik? Forget about it. So of that, the Malachim can debate. Noach le'la Adam she'nivra, Noach le'shalay nivra. That's why the Lashon of Chazal is very meduyah. Noach le'sha nivra, Noach le'shalay nivra. Because this is something which is shayach to Noach. You can debate about Noach, darshin osa l'gnai, darshin osa l'shvach, was it good to create a Noach, was it not good to create a Noach? If this is your Adam, which you have a hasadi in, then you can debate that, nasa Adam or shalay nasa Adam. But about Avram Avinu, Pashat, like Tosfos says, Noach le'sha nivra. Pashat. Because the Malach has no hasag in that. Ein malach daber, there's nothing to talk about. You can't talk about something which you have no hasag in. It's comical when people go to a tzaddik and they see the way that he shakes the lulav or he sits in a sukkah or his avodah by Yom Kippur and they talk about it as if they have some hasag of it b'chla. How can we talk about things we have no hasag of? What goes on underneath the talus of a tzaddik? Like somebody talking about Thailand, he's never been there. So that's where Moshe Rabbeinu came to get the Torah. Actually, go back one step first, reverse for a second. Here, we go back to Parshas Vayera, and Avraham Avinu gets a bris. And he's a Jew. And the tzaddikim, they write and they say that the Malachim wanted to know, who is this Avraham Avinu that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking about so much? Hashem says, you want to know? Go down to his house. He sends down three Malachim, Michael, Gavir, Raphael. Go see this Avraham Avinu. Go see his ways. And they see the whole way that Avraham Avinu conducts himself, the way that he davens, the way that he eats, the way that he does chesed. The mamash is so misspoiled from this Avraham Avinu. I never knew that there could be a nivra like this. That Chazal say about Avram Avinu, that really Avram should have been created even before Adam. But Hashem was afraid that what? That if there would be a mess up, nobody would be there to correct it. So Hashem created Adam first, that if Adam will be chupte, mess up, Avram will come and fix things up. E the tol shalai ma'aretz bihi baram, which of course is Avram Avinu. They never knew that there could be something like this. So that's why the Pasuk says, when they first came to the house of Avraham Avinu, what does the Torah say? That they were nitzavim alav. The Malachim were standing on top of Avraham Avinu. That they were Mizgah, we're Malachim, this is a Ben Adam. We're holier than thou. But when they leave Avraham's house, after all the chesed, and all the Torah, and all the tefillahs, and all the hiskarvus, and the kedusha that they were margish in that house, that they said ayah in that house. Can you imagine? Ayah become kubayit, ayah sorah ishtachot. They were margish the locust in such a house. What does the Torah say? V'hu oimed aleihem tachasay. Avram was higher than them. They came in expecting to find a Noach, and they found an Adam. And about this Adam, there were no more questions anymore. Nasa Adam, for somebody like this? For sure. Like Tosfos says. So that's why, forwarding now to where we were before, what did Chazal say? That when Moshe went up to Har Sinai to receive the Torah amongst all the kitchen from the Malachim. Against all the objections. Moshe wants to get the Torah and the Malachim are saying, no way. What does Hashem do to Moshe Rabbeinu? He puts on the face of Avraham Avinu and he says, don't you recognize this face? Weren't you at this person's house before? I said, oh, such a person definitely deserves the Torah. You see the hachanas Hashem made thousands of years earlier? It wasn't really even 1,000 years. Hundreds of years earlier, in the house of Avraham Avinu, that he was teaching the Malachim who this Adam is, and when they saw the face of Avraham Avinu, the cluster Panush Avraham Avinu, painted on the face of Moshe, they said, there's nothing to debate. Noach le'nivra, Noach le'shanai nivra, should we give him the Torah, not give him the Torah? Look at this person's face. This is an Adam. This is the Havamin of Hashem Yisbarach. You can't question that. If I knew that the maskana was like this or that Havamina, I would have had no questions at all. And Malachim said, go ahead. Like they said before. Kol mashat v'reitze l'asayis v'olamecha asay. Just do what you want to do. You see now l'mafreya, everything is good. So there's a bechina of noyach lel adam shenivra. The less man the public, that nobody argues about. And that's by Tzadik the Gavim Avino. You could say about this Neyachle La'adam Shenivra Gavim Avino that it's Tali in a different statement of Chazal where they say Neyachle La'adam. Referring to Gemara and Bava Metzia Daphne Tess, the Gemara says Neyachle La'adam Sheyapil Atzma L'Seich Kivshana Ish Va'al Yal Bin Pni Chaveir Baral. There's a noyach lele adam that he should throw himself, that he should allow himself to fall into a kivshan ha'ish so that his friend should not become embarrassed. And that noyach lele adam, as Tosha says, unequivocally, is muskam by all days, which is this Avram Avinu, it could be said that it's totally in this noyach lele adam. Of all people, who is the noyach lele adam? Shehipel asma l'tech kivshan ha'ish. That was Avraham Avinu in Ur Kasdim. And it's very meduyik because Chazal say in the Melchemes Abu Malachem Es HaChamisha that Nebuchadnezzar is called Amraphel. Why is he called Amraphel? Kivin she'omor la'Amraham Paul. He told Avraham to jump into the Kivshan Ha'ish. Amraphel. Amar Paul. This is exactly the Lashon of Chazal here. Anayach le'la'odan she'yapil atzmu le'kivshan Ha'ish. That Avram jumped into the fire, that he was willing to go into the fire, that his friend should not be embarrassed. Who is this friend of Avram that he didn't want to embarrass? Hashem is Baruch. That Avram has spent his whole life professing, telling the world, there's a Eibishter, that he's the Boire, that he's the Manhig, and he didn't want that Hashem should be embarrassed. This would be the biggest bush if he wouldn't jump into the fire, to show that what he's saying is emes, and he really means it. So better than Hashem Yisparach should not be embarrassed in his world, Avram jumped into that Kivshan Ha'ish. That's what Chazal says, that Hashem says to the Malachim, that they all looked and they said, how can we let this happen? Let's go in and save him. Hashem says, no. I'm going in myself and I'm going to save him. This is Hashem's geshaft. Avram did this for Hashem Yisparach, levadoi, that Hashem should not be embarrassed. So Hashem says, I'm going in, I'm going to save him myself. On Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Yisai, take a look at the Avodas Yisrael and Parshas Shoftim. That every single Rosh Hashanah, there's a din in Shemayim of Nasa Adam. Should we make an Adam? Should we not make an Adam? Of course, that's the day of Nasa Adam. Should we continue this world? Should we not continue this world? Should we make any changes in this world? The Rosh Baruch was looking to improve. Every year, Lahavdil off of those, they're improving the cars. A little bit more machinery, a little bit more technology. Because Baruch Hu wants to improve the year, every single year. Like the Balatanya, the Tzaddikim say, the Shofar is Milashon Shapir, to make things better. The Shofar makes the year better every single year. Brings us closer and closer to its Tikkun. Hashem wants to make improvements in this Nasa Adam. And there's a big din in Rosh Hashanah. Should we or should we not? Nasa Adam, Loi Nasa Adam. Until Yom Kippur comes. And Yom Kippur comes, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mevayer, once again to the Malachim, you don't know what you're talking about. That when Klal Yisrael goes through the day of Yom Kippur, and the Mekayim upon themselves, V'inisim b'snashoy seichem, that we go through the difficulties of Yom Kippur, and we're metzar ourselves, and we jump into the Kivshan Ha'esh on Yom Kippur, for Hashem Yisbarach. That we throw ourselves as a korban on the Mizbeach, and that Esh on the Mizbeach. The Kohen Gadol's face, which is that Nare Kohen, which is the face of Avraham Avinu, was called the Kohen Gadol, is a dugma that every single Jew is this bechin of tzaddik, va'amich kulam tzaddikim. That the world is certainly kedayim for every single Jew, that there's a bechin of tzaddik, like Tosfos says, on every single Jew, which is the chasim on every single Jew. Neich leil adam shenivra. That this world is kedayim for Klai, so this world is going to continue, and like Hashem says, Adzikna ani Hu v'atzei v'ani esbo. I'm sticking with my original plan. I'm going to see this half a minute to its final outcome. And that's why the very first day of Sukkot is the celebration of Yom Kippurim. And the very first Ushpizin of Sukkot is who? Avram Avinu. Because it's that Nakuda called Mogin Avram, which the Chiddush Arim talks about, which is Neskav Yom Kippur, that Nakuda of a tzaddik that every single Jew has from Avram Avinu, that we're Mesameach and we celebrate that on Chag HaSukkos. And even in that whole discussion with the Malachim, where it was Mevarer to the Malachim, this Nakuda of Avram Avinu, this tzaddik. What does the Torah say? V'yishanu tachas ha'etz. This is the sukkah. This eight is the sukkah. And it's in that sukkah of your mission of sukkahs, which is Avram sukkah, that it became clear to the malachim, v'as meintas nasa adam. So comes chag sukkahs in the Torah as well, to l'kachtem lachem. And the tzaddikim teach you lakachtan lachem. You take yourself on Chag HaSukkos. You earned. You were kaina. Your right to exist this year because of Yom Kippurim. Lidon Natzach. We were menatzeach against the umos. We were menatzeach against the kitchugim of the malachim. And you forgive me for just going through this without explaining all the different shprachim. It's nizgala when you take that lulav in your hand. That lulav is gematria chaim. You hold that lulav in your hand. That your zecher, your koni, your chaim for this year. And we know that a lulav is what? The Torah calls it kapois tamarim. And the reason why it's kapois tamarim is because the tamar is meira, tzadik ha-tamar yifrach. That every single Jew is a tzadik. That every Jew could be said about him on Yom Rishon the Sukkos, that he's b'chin of Avram Avinu, noyach leila adam shenivra. Not like Noach Hatzadik, of which it's debatable, Noach Shaliv Shalai Nivra, Yeshmir Rabbi Zinu, Yeshmir Rabbi Zinu. Like Avram. But on the day of Avram Avinu, that every single Jew is a Tzadik, Tzadik, Katamar, Yifrach. What does Chazal say about a Tamar? Chazal say, just like a Tamar has a Lev Echad, but the physiology of a Tamar is that it has one bark, I don't know exactly what it means, a Lev Echad. So too, Klal Yisrael also has Lev Echad, L'Avim Shel HaShemayim. So it means the Nekud of the Tzadik, Tzadik HaTam Yifrach, that he has a Lev Echad, L'Avim Shel HaShemayim. It's very nice with Derech Remez. Because we said before that when you jump into the Kivshan Ha'esh, which is Yom Kippur, you're Zeichet to a Kapos Tmarim on Chag HaSukkos. It's very nice because Kivshan HaEish is Gematria Lulav Esrog. That when you jump into the Kivshan HaEish, you're zeichet to that Lulav and Esrog in Chag HaSukkos. You earned your existence. You earned, you reconna your Noach Leila Adam. And it's extra sweet, according to the Hemshech of the Gemara there, and we'll conclude with this. What's the conclusion of the Gemara there? Noyach lila adam shenivra, mishadlai nivra. Now our Gemara in Bava Metzia, Noyach lila adam sheyapil atzma l'kif shena ish, v'al yalbin p'ni chaveya barabim. The Gemara says, minalan, where do we learn this out from? Mitamar. Tamar, of course, refers to who? Eishas Yehuda, right? Tamar the Tzadikas. That Tamar was willing to go into the fire as not to embarrass Yehuda. But according to what we're saying, Tamar refers to the Lulav, Kapos Tamar. That we learn out from the Tamar, from the Avoid of the Kipshan Eish and Yom Kippurim, that for Ben Yisrael, Nayach Leila Adam Shinim. And even a Malach doesn't have a Hasaga of what that means. What that means for us, Ba'ifel Lamaisa, that every single Jew has a Chedek Alakam Yimal, which is beyond any Seichel, any Malach that can mamash understand. Mamash understand. The difficulty which we struggle with most in Emunah is Emunah in who we are. There's a whole shmuz in and of itself. By Nayach, Mikat Ne'amana Hayah, that means. By a Nayach, it's shaykh to say he's Mikat Ne'amana because there's not much to believe in. A guy can't believe in anything of him. He has nothing of himself to believe in. But a Jew has so much to believe in himself, his elokos. There's a way to believe in oneself that he's believing in Hashem Yisbarach and the neshama which Hashem gave him, that it's not going to fail. He will certainly succeed. There's something in him which is destined to succeed. Ani asisi v'ani esbo v'amaleit. That's zikna anihu. Hashem's going to see it till the end. There's something which is so big in us that even those things which are so, so great, much, much higher than us, that we think are higher than us, Mamash have no asog in it. Then Hashem takes pride in us and he says, Klaisal, you are that Adam. You are that Adam. Noyach leit shenevra. Every single Jew has that nekudas tzaddik. So v'tzeisena min ha-sukkah, when we're leaving Chag HaSukkos and the Chodesh Tishrei, which is Tokif for mitzvos, we're walking away with something. It's not just like these were days of the past and now we're moving on and everything is left behind. We have a kinyan in something. We're lakachtem lachem. The kinyan which we're taking with us is lachem. We're taking ourselves. We're new mention. We have a new understanding of who we are. We have to be proud about ourselves. We're happy with who we are. We're grateful to Hashem for what He's given us, what it means to be a chelek alakam imam. And even though the Velt doesn't understand it, and the Gayim will say what they're going to say, and the Malachim are going to say what they're going to say, but it's because they have no hasaga. It's not shaykh. It's not shaykh that they should have any hasaga now. We just have to know be'amuna that we're grateful, and to know who we are, and to go with that mechayel chayel. And the whole year should be one of mechayel chayel chayel. And zeichem more and more to more kinyanim and more brachas and more taysefes avodah. That to be zeichem to be megal the nekudah mechulat zligim to be askoyel tzedek mi'avamidu.